With 8 days to go until Election Day, around 60 million people have already voted. That's more than who voted both early in person and by mail in 2016. And people in some states have faced long lines with hours of waiting. Today in Maryland, early in-person voting begins, and Governor Larry Hogan encouraged people to vote at off-peak times to limit crowds and wait times. Joining us now from Camden Yards in Baltimore is Emily Sullivan, who is City Hall reporter for WYPR. And Emily, Camden Yards is an early voting place this year. What's turnout like there so far?
Hi, Tanya. So today is gloomy. You know, it's rainy and cold for Baltimore. But despite that, there was a line nearly wrapped around the stadium for most of this morning. And yes, there were a lot of jokes from voters about how there are more people lined up here now than there are to buy tickets at most Orioles games. But people were waiting about 90 minutes to vote at peak times, which is consistent with Baltimore's 7 other early voting centers, as well as some in surrounding suburban areas. And now, you know, as we hit lunchtime, the lines have definitely decreased. People are breezing through in under 15 minutes right now.
Oh, okay. What's the mood like for people? You said that folks have been joking.
Right, definitely. You know, I think that people are excited to be here. There was not early voting in Maryland's June 2020 primaries, and so there were some terribly long lines here, especially in Baltimore. And so this time around, I do think voters are eager to get here early and, you know, kind of get voting out of the way before potentially having to engage with any long election day lines.
You spoke with a voter named Craig Jefferson from Baltimore. Let's listen to what he told you about early in-person voting.
Voting in by mail is easy and convenient, but I live 10 minutes walk, and this way I know that I'm actually doing it. It's going somewhere authentic or official, and with peace of mind.
What else did you hear from voters about why they wanted to vote today? Yeah.
Sure. So, you know, Craig told me that he voted for Democratic candidate Joe Biden, as well as city, you know, the Democratic city slate. The Baltimore voters I spoke to today, they mostly were really excited to cast a presidential ballot for someone other than Trump. His mishandling of the pandemic and hateful comments and tweets he's made about Baltimore during his tenure in the Oval Office, those all came up. People haven't forgotten about them. And there was definitely some energy around potentially getting him out of the office today.
Yeah, we mentioned long lines in some states like New York and Texas and Florida and Georgia. Some people in Georgia waited upwards of 11 hours to vote on the first day of voting. Can you tell us more about how Maryland prepared for the high turnout? Now, especially, you're seeing the lines kind of moving along.
Sure. So, you know, we can start with some data. A poll from Goucher College found that about half of likely Maryland voters are expected to vote in person, and the other half is expected to vote by mail. But unlike some other states, Maryland did not send mail-in ballots to all eligible voters. Instead, voters were sent applications for mail-in ballots over the summer. So they had to fill those applications out and send them back to receive a ballot. So as of this morning, a little more than half of Maryland voters who received a mail-in ballot already returned them. And that's around 950,000 voters. And like many other states, the election board was worried about recruiting enough election judges. So there are far fewer polling centers open than usual on election day. And, you know, I should say Maryland opened their early voting centers later than nearby states. You know, for example, Virginia opened theirs in mid-September. But a lot of the early voting centers, they're all in very large areas. So there's plenty of room for people to spread out. Although, for clarity, you know, people are not voting on the field in Camden Yards. They are actually voting in a gastropub indoors.
Yes, yes. And we should say that as well as the presidency, Baltimore voters are also deciding their next mayor. That's Emily Sullivan, City Hall reporter at WYPR at Camden Yards in Baltimore, Maryland. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.